ஓம் ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்கானி வாக் பிராணச்சக்ஷுஸ்ரோத்ரம் அதோ பலமிந்திரியாணி ச சர்வாணி சர்வம் பிரம்மோபனிஷதம் மாஹம் பிரம்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமா பிரம்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணம் அஸ்து அநிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து ததாத்மனி நிரதே ய உபனிஷத்சு தர்மாஹ தே மயி சந்து தே மயி சந்து. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரி ஓம். வி ஆர் இன் தி செகண்ட் சாப்டர் ஆஃப் சாந்தோக்கிய உபனிஷத் அண்ட் வி கம்ப்ளீட்டட் தி 19th கண்டா 19th செக்ஷன் ஆஃப் திஸ் சாப்டர் அண்ட் த லாஸ்ட் வெபினார். அண்ட் இன் த 19th செக்ஷன் வி சா அனதர் உபாசனா called Yajna Yajniya Sama Upasana, dealing with the limbs of the body, Sharira Anga Vishayam. And the Vratam for that Upasana was given as not eating meat and all that thing. So we saw those details in the last webinar. And now let us read section 20. Vimsha Khandaha. Agnirhim Karaha Vayu Prastavaha ஆதித்ய உத்கீதா நக்ஷத்ராணி பிரதிஹாரஹ சந்திரமா நிதனம் ஏதத் ராஜனம் தேவதாசு ப்ரோதம் சய ஏவ மேதத் ராஜனம் தேவதாசு ப்ரோதம் வேத ஏதாசாமேவ தேவதானாகும் சலோகதாகும் சாஷ்டிதாகும் சாயுஜ்யம் கச்சதி சர்வமாயுரேதி ஜ்யோக்ஜீவதி மகான் பிரஜயா பசுபிர் பவதி மகான் கீர்த்தியா பிராமணான் நிந்தேத் தத்வ்ரதம். ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் ராஜன சாம உபாசனா. இட் டீல்ஸ் வித் தேவதாஸ் தேவதா விஷய ராஜன சாம உபாசனா. அண்ட் வாட் ஆர் த தேவதாஸ் இட் டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் அக்னிஹி வாயு ஆதித்யா நக்ஷத்ராணி அண்ட் சந்திரமாக. வி ஆல் தீஸ் நேம்ஸ் ஆர் காமன் நேம்ஸ். வி நோ தி மீனிங் ஃபார் ஆல் ஆஃப் தம். அண்ட் தீஸ் ஃபைவ் ஆர் டு பி மெடிடேட்டட் அப்பான் தி ஃபைவ் பக்தீஸ். நவ் வி நோ வாட் ஆர் தி ஃபைவ் பக்தீஸ் அண்ட் ஆஃப் தட் திங். ஹிங்காரா பிரஸ்தாவா உத்கீதா அண்ட் பிரதிஹாரா அண்ட் நிதனம் ஆல் தீஸ் பக்தீஸ். அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் த பலம் ஃபார் திஸ் உபாசனா? ஏதாசாமேவ தேவதானாம் சலோகதாம். ஸோ ஒன் கேன் என்ஜாய் த சேம் லோகாஸ் என்ஜாய்ட் பை தீஸ் தேவதாஸ். வி மைட் ஹவ் ஹர்ட் தீஸ் டேர்ம்ஸ் சாலோக்கியம் சாமீபியம் சாரூபியம் சாயுஜ்யம். ஸோ தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் தி வேரியஸ் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் பக்தீஸ். அண்ட் ஹியர் சலோகதா ரெஃபர்ஸ் டு சாலோக்கியம். ஒன் வில் பி இன் த சேம் பிளேஸ் வேர் த தேவதா இஸ் லொக்கேட்டட். திரன் Shashtitam, often this comes in actually in the Karmakanda portion, having the same prosperity as the gods. Samana Ruddhitvam, Samriddhitvam, Ruddhihi means prosperity. So the same prosperity like the Devatas. And Sayujyam, Sayujyam means Aikyam with this Devatas. Samana Dehatvam, Sayugbhavaha. So that what, so it's Sayujyam. And for this person also, there is a vrata. So all these are all things a person can attain by following this upasana. And there is a vrata for that. And the vrata says, Brahmananam na nindet. So Brahmanam, so he should not look down upon Brahmanas. And now Shankaracharya asks the question here. In the previous sloka, the loka upasana sloka, தி விரதம் வாஸ் லோகான் ந நிந்தேத். அண்ட் இன் பசு உபாசனா இட் வாஸ் பசு ந நிந்தேத். ஸோ டூ நாட் யூனோ லுக் டவுன் அப்பான் த லோகாஸ், டூ நாட் இல் ட்ரீட் த பசூஸ், ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ் வார் த விரதம் ஃபார் தோஸ் உபாசனாஸ், ரெஸ்பெக்டிவ் உபாசனாஸ். அண்ட் வாட் எவர் பேபி த உபாசனா, தட் ஷுட் நாட் பி டன் நிந்தனம். ஒன் ஷுட் நாட் லுக் டவுன் அப்பான் தம், ஒன் ஷுட் நாட் டிஸ்கிரேஸ் தம் அண்ட் ஆல் தேட். Here, it is a Devata Upasana, therefore the Vratam should be automatically what? devataha na nindet. One should not do nindanam of the devatas. But it says brahmana na nindet. And for that Shankaracharya says, it is because brahmanaha devataha tulyaha. The brahmanas are supposed to be equal to gods. So, bhauma devataha. So, they are devatas moving on earth. But here we should remember, who are brahmanas? That question has to be answered. In the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we will see, actually in the fourth chapter of Chandogya Upanishad itself, we will see, Bhagavad Gita we have already seen. Here also we are going to see, there are three types of brahmanas. One is the Jati Brahmana, a person by birth, he is born in that varna, Jati Brahmana. And then there is Karma Brahmana. So there are a lot of Brahmins who are by profession Brahmanas, like the priests and all that thing. They do Veda, Adhyayana, Madhyapana, all that. And the third variety is called Guna Brahmana by character. Not just because somebody is born in a Brahmin family, he doesn't become Brahmana. He becomes a Guna Brahmana only by character. So here in this section, we refer to only Guna Brahmana. So only such Guna Brahmanas only are the Devata Tulyaha. They are the one equivalent to the Devatas, not the other two varieties. That's what Shankaracharya explains. Continuing, Ekavimsha Kandaha. Trayi Vidyahinkaraha, Traya Ime Lokaha, Saprastavaha, Agnir Vayuhu Adityaha Savudgitaha, Nakshatrani Vayagum Simari Chayaha Sapratiharaha, Sarphagan Darvaha, Pitarastan Nidanam, Yetat Sama Sarvasmin Protam, Saya Eva Metat Sama Sarvasmin Protam Vedam, Sarvagumha Bhavati, Tadesha Shlokaha, Yani Panjata Trini Trini, Tebyo Najayaha, Paraman Paraman Yadasti, Yastad Vedasa Veda Sarvagum, Sarvadisho Balimasmai Haranti, Sarvamasmityupasitam, Tadvratam, Tadvratam. So with this, the Pancha Bhaktika Sama Upasana is concluded. Now we should be all familiar with these terms. What are the Pancha Bhaktika Sama Upasanas, the five Bhaktis, and the Sapta Bhaktika Sama Upasana, Sama, that is the seven Bhaktis, all that we should be familiar now. That is why the last word is repeated twice here, because it is conclusion of the Pancha Bhaktika Sama Upasana. Tadvratam, Tadvratam is repeated. This indicates the conclusion of this topic. So this is the last and supposed to be the highest of the Upasanas, this Upasana. And for this Upasana, there is no name. What is the subject matter of this Upasana? It says Sarva Vishaya Upasana. That means it is a mixture of various Upasanas. And what are those Upasanas? In each of the Bhaktis, three items are taken for Upasana. Unlike the previous one, in the first, Trayi Vidyaha. The Vidyaha here refers to Vedas. The three Vedas, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda. Then Trayaha, Ime Lokaha, the three Lokas, Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka. And the third is Agnihi, Vayuhu, Adityaha, the three important Devatas. And the fourth is Nakshatrani, Vayagumsi, Marichayaha. Nakshatrani refers to the stars, Vayagumsi refers to the birds, and Marichayaha refers to the rays of the sun, Surya Rashmihi, the rays of the sun. And then Sarpaha, Gandharvaha, Pitaraha, all reptiles. Sarpati, iti Sarpaha, that which creeps is a Sarpa. And the celestials, the Gandharvaha and Pitaraha, all the ancestors, that is the fifth triad. What is the idea? Idea is all things are represented here. So it is called Sarva Vishaya Upasana. And what is the palam for this Upasana? Sarvam Bhavati. Whatever is the Upasana, the palam is akin to that. So he becomes everything. Sarvam Bhavati. Having given, the person is, he becomes everything means what? He doesn't become a bird or anything. He is endowed with all those nice things. Having given the phalam, the Upanishad says, this is the highest of all upasanas. Tadesha shlokaha yani panchadha trini trini saha tat jayaha. Here each one is divided into trini trini, three three. Therefore, this is the superior most upasana. And therefore, sarva dishaha balim asmai haranti. He will get offering from all over, all directions, sarva dishaha. He will be respected everywhere. So, sarve esmai devaha balim, sarve esmai deva balima bahanti. This is Taittiriya Upanishad. Same thing here. That means he will become like Hiranyagarbha or Virat. That is the phalam. And what is the vratam he should follow if he, when he does this upasana? Sarvam asi asmi iti upasita. He should see himself as everything. That is total identification with everything. Remember, after Brahma Jnanam, also we are going to say, I am everything. Because the Brahma Jnani also, he is going to say, I am everything. And this person also has to identify himself with everything. But what is the difference? When the Brahma Jnani says that, it is out of wisdom. But here, when this Upasaka says, it is not out of wisdom, but here it is his imagination. It is a rehearsal for Vedanta, perhaps. So, in the following sections, some more incidental points are mentioned, and this chapter 2 will be concluded after giving some more details along these lines. So, let us now read section 22. Dvavimsha Khandaha. Vinarti Samnaha Vrine Pashavyamithi Agnerudgitaha Anirupta Prajapatehe Nirukta Somasya Mrudu Shlakshnam Vayoh Shlakshnam Balavad Indrasya Krauncham Brihaspatehe Apadvantham Varunasya Than Sarvaneva Upasevetha Varunam Tveva Varjayet. Some stray ideas, they are given in this section. And the Upanishad says, in Samaveda itself, different types of chanting, singing are involved. So, Gana Vishesha Vijnana, this is called different types of chanting. The knowledge about different types of singing, the Samaveda, Samagana. So, even in music, we have different types of musicians also. Some musicians, when they sing, they show the hands, hand mudras and all that. For some people, the face, lot of facial changes. He seems to struggle so much maybe to sing. And some people sing like a crow. They're called a cockan. These are all there. We are not saying anything ourselves. So a person sings like a crow. Names are also given. Cockan is a name for such people. So some with, you know, uccharana shuddhi. Some people's pronunciation are extremely good. Good. And some people will have uccharana ashuddhi. And when they sing, maybe, you know, we may have to close our ears. And some people split the words completely differently. Actually, Swamiji gives an example here. There is, you know, Papanasam Shivan. He is a great composer. He wrote a lot of songs. And he has written this song. Sabapatik veru devam samana mahuma. That is the song. And some people did Sabhapatiki Vere Devam Sama Nama Huma. People sing something like that. So these are varieties of people. Samana Mahuma becomes like that. So in Sama also varieties of singing are there. And the Upanishad says for each one Devata also is there. Everything is Devata for us. That's why, you know, Upanishad also says Kamo Karichihin Namo Namaha. Kama is a Devata. Manyurakarishi namo namaha, manyu, anger is also, everything is devata for us. So, vinardi samnaha means in high sound. This is a noisy sama. When we say high sound, it should not be high pitch. It is a noisy sama. So, if the person is, if he does like that, then it's called pasavyam. It is linked to the pashus, the cattle. So, a person who sings in that manner, Vinardi Samnaha, in high sound, Naisi Sama, is Pashavyam, he is linked to the Pashus. And Udgitaha Agnehe, when a person sings in high pitch, Udgita, is linked to Agni Devata. That Samna, Sama, is linked to Agni Devata, the Upasana. Aniruktaha Prajapatehe. Some people will have a vague pronunciation. You cannot differentiate what really they want to that the word is. Pronunciation is very vague. And that is linked to Prajapati Devata. And Niruktaha Somasya. Some people earlier was Aniruktaha, vague pronunciation. And Niruktaha is clear pronunciation. So person who recites with clear pronunciation linked to Soma Devata. That is the moon god, Soma Devata. And Mrudu Shlakshnam. Mrudu is soft. And Shlakshnam, very elegant. So, when a person sings softly and elegantly, Sama, that is linked to Vayu Devata. And Shlakshnam Balavate, beautiful and strong, Balam, that is linked to Indra Devata. And Krauncham Brihaspatehe, Krauncha is a bird. So, it's a person who sings like a Krauncha, that bird like singing. I think they call it Heron or some bird like that. Very shrill. And that kind of Sama singing, very shrill voice, that is linked to Brihaspati. And Apadvandam Varunasya. Apadvandam refers to dull, very low tone. To Varuna Devata. So when a person sings in a very low tone, dull tone, is linked to the Varuna Devata. And here the Upanishad says, of all these various Upasanas, even if a person takes to any other type of singing among all these, that is fine, it does not matter. But the last one, namely Apadvandam Varunasya, that particular Upasana, that way one should not sing like that at all, in that dull, low tone at all. Than Sarvan Upaseveta Varunam Tveva Varjayet. So the dull tone, dull low tone should not be sung at all. That is Varjanam. So that should be avoided. That should not be sung at all. Even because Vedas are Dharma Pramanas. One should recite it loud and clear. Because that is how it should be. They are Dharma Pramanas. One should not be mumbled. Actually, for the Veda chanting itself, generally, there are so many guidelines. How? Giti, Shigri, Shirakkampi, Tata Likita Patakaha, Anarthagnyaha, Alpakantascham, Shadaite, Patakaha, Adamaha. They are supposed to be Adamas. Who was these people? Giti, a person who recites Veda mantras like a song, you know, like a music, Alapana and all. I used to have long time ago a student who was a great in music, a musicologist also. Any Veda mantra I teach, he will immediately put all the ragas and all and start singing that way. So Giti, Shigri. Each word, each letter should be uttered for the appropriate matra kalam, duration. So, but this person is always in a rush, shigri, shirakkampi. And there are people who always either raise their head or lower their head or do this thing and that thing without actually raising or lowering the tone. So they are shirakkampi. And likita patakaha, people who read from a text, from a book. Because many of these people, of course, they are supposed to learn right from childhood. It should be all there in their mind. So, Shirakkampi Tata Likita Patakaha Anarthagnyaha, the one who recites the Veda mantras without understanding the meaning. Anarthagnyaha, and finally, Alpakantaha. If he mumbles, instead of reciting loud and clear, he mumbles in a very low tone. People cannot even make out what he is reciting. All these people are called Adamas. So here also it says, Apadvandam Varunasya. Person who recites in the dull, low tone. That for that thing also there is a Varuna Devata. And if a person, that should be avoided. And then what is the phalam for all these things also is also given here. The dull, low tone should not be done. And the next sloka is also another vague idea is given there. Amritatvam devebhyaha, amritatvam devebhyaha agayani ityagayet swadham pitrubhyaha asham manushyebhyaha trinodakam pashubhyaha swargam lokam yajamanaya annamatmana agayani thi ஏதானி மனசாத்தியாயன் அப்ரமத்தஸ்துவீத. வென் வி ப்ரே நார்மலி வி ஆஃபன் சே வாட் லோகா சமஸ்தா சுகினோ பவந்து. எவ்வரி பீயிங் ஷுட் பி ஏபிள் டு ஃபுல்ஃபில் ஆல் தேர் டிசைர், ஷுட் பி ஆல் வெரி கம்ஃபர்டபுள், ஷுட் லிவ் இன் பீஸ், ஆல் தேட் திங். ஹியர் ஏ லிஸ்ட் ஆஃப் டிசைர்ஸ் ஆர் கிவன் பிகாஸ் வி நார்மலி திங்க் பை ஃபுல்ஃபில்லிங் அவர் டிசைர்ஸ் வி கேன் பி ஹாப்பி. So here lot of a list of desires are given here, and this samagana, this the gatha, the person who is reciting the samagana, he should pray that let these desires be fulfilled. That should be the upasana with this prayer. So devebhyah amritam astu, may the gods, devebhyah, may the gods get amritam, because devas are always interested in amritam, nectar. So, may gods get amritam, amritaha, because devas are amritapriyaha. And pitribhyaha swadha, let the pitrus get swadha. Swadha means the food offered in shraddha and all that thing. So, this swadha, pitribhyaha swadha. And this word is used only in the context of ancestors, the pitrus. For us, it is annam. We should not say, give me, you know, swadha. We should ask them, give me annam. So for people like us, it is annam. For the pitrus, it is swadha. And manushyebhyaha asham. Asha here refers to hope. Humans, they always live on hope. Manushyebhyaha asham. Hope for all the humans. Let good hope be with the human beings. And pashubhyaha trinodakam. For cattle, they should get grass and water in plenty. So let pashubhyaha trinodakam. So yajamanaya swargam lokam. The yajamana is the one who does the yaga. Not these days yajamana is used in the sense somebody is a modalali, you know, a master, employer, all that thing called yajamana. But here yajamana means the one who does yaga only is called yajamana. And what he should get? Swarga loka. Because many of these people, they do all these yagas and all so that they will get swarga loka padavi. And what about this person who is praying all that? Atmanaha annam. For himself, he wants food. For all others, he has prayed for all the various things. And for himself, the person who does this upasana, that upasaka wants for himself food. You know, there is a, Swami tells this beautiful sloka. Kanya vartayate, kanya varayate rupam. And mata vittam. Pita Shrutam Kulam Ichanti Bandavaha Mrishtanam Itare Janaha. So in a wedding, for example, if somebody goes and sees what is happening there, who wants what? Kanya Rupam Varayate. The girl, she wants the husband to have nice, beautiful, handsome husband, Rupam. And Mata Vittam. The mother, she looks for how much of jewelry is put, he got so much this thing, that thing, all that thing this daughter-in-law got. So these are all the things Mata, she looks at. And Pita Shrutam, the father wants kirti, fame, what job, what title he has, those kinds of things the father wants. And Bandavaha Kulam Ichanti, all the relatives, they all look for what the family details, what family, what background, those kinds of things. Mrishtanam itara itare janaha, all the other people, what they want. The payasam was very good, the kesari was very good. They are all looking for only good food. Annam atmanaha, here also this person who does upasana, he also wants only food. Annam atmanaha. Iti yetani manasa dhyayanne. Thus thinking like this, one should sing the sama. That is what is that meaning here. So every being must be able to fulfill its desire. That is the prayer. So pray for all beings. That is the crux of the supasana. Now comes another idea in the next sloka. Let us read that sloka also. Sarve swara indrasya atmanaha. Sarve ushmanaha prajapateratmanaha. சர்வே ஸ்பர்ஷா மிருத்யோராத்மானஹ தம் யதிஸ்வரேஷு உபாலபேத ఇంద్రగుం శరణం ప్రపన్నో భూవం సత్వా ప్రతి వక్ష్యతీతి ఏనం బ్రూయాత్. అతయధ్యేనం ఊష్మాసూపాలభేత ప్రజాపతిగుం శరణం ప్రపన్నో భూవం సత్వా ప్రతి ప్రేక్ష్యతీతి ఏనం బ్రూయాత్. అతయధ్యేనగుం స్పర్శేషు ఉపాలభేత మృత్యుగుం శరణం ప్రపన్నో భూవం సత్వా ప్రతి దక్ష్యతీతి ఏనం బ్రూయాత్. సర్వే స్వరా ఘోషవంతః బలవంతో వక్తవ్యాః ఇంద్రే బలం దదానీతి సర్వ ఊష్మాణః అగ్రస్థా అనిరస్థాః వివృతా వక్తవ్యాః. ప్రజాపతేరాత్మానం పరిదధానీతి సర్వే స్పర్శాలేశేన అనభినిహితా వక్తవ్యాః. మృత్యోరాత్మానం పరిహరాణీతి. హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ త్రీ మంత్రాస్ ది ఆల్ఫబెట్స్ దే ఆర్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు త్రీ, నేమ్లీ ది స్వరాహ. స్వరాహ రెఫర్స్ టు ది వవల్స్ ఆ ఈ ఊ, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ వవల్స్ ది స్వరాస్. అండ్ ది స్పర్శాహ, స్పర్శాహ రెఫర్స్ టు కాన్సనెంట్స్ ది ఖవర్గం చవర్గం ఠవర్గం తవర్గం పవర్గం య ర ల వ, ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ కాన్సనెంట్స్. అండ్ దెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ ది ఊష్మాణః, దే ఆర్ సిబిలెంట్స్ ది స ష ష అండ్ హ, ఆల్ దీస్. సో ది ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఈస్ ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ బై ఎ దేవత. వీ నో వీ బ్రింగ్ దేవతాస్ ఎవ్రీవేర్. అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్ దేవతాస్? ద వవల్స్. The vowels are protected by Indra. And the sibilants are protected by Prajapatihi. And the sparshas, the consonants, they are protected by Mrityu Devata. So before singing, if whomsoever wants to sing, before singing, one should pray to these gods. And then only sing. And when they sing like that, what happens? If anyone who listens, questions, his Samaganam. We are now talking about the person who sings Sama. So if anyone, any person who questions his Samaganam, saying that he pronounced the vowels wrongly, then the singer should say what? You go and ask Indra Devata. I already prayed to him. So if you think my swara was not right, Indra is responsible. Go and ask him and he will answer you. And similarly, for the Ushmas, if go to Prajapati, and for the consonants, go to Mrityu Devata. And what will the Devatas do? If anyone unnecessarily makes a complaint, Indra will reply, Prajapati will reply, and Prajapati will say, Prati Pekshati. He will grind, he will destroy him completely if he makes a wrong complaint. Mrityu will Prati Bakshati. He will sum eat him up. So these devatas will become, they will take the responsibility when a person prays to these devatas and then reciting. So even if some complaints come, the devatas will take care of it. So if one chants with the awareness of the devatas, that means what? He will not commit mistakes at all in the pronunciation of each vowel or consonant or sibilant. So in the last mantra, how clearly it should be pronounced, that is said here. It says, swaraha must be goshavantaha balavantaha. As I told earlier, it should be loud and clear. Goshavantaha and balavantaha. Then, ushmanaha, how they should be? Agrastaha, nirastaha. For many people, all the sa, sha, sha, they will be all mixed. For example, Shiva, Shambhu, that sha is different from Shanmukha. Shanmukha. Actually now, today is Vishakha, this Kanda Shashti is coming. So, Shanmukha's name, without our knowledge, comes today. And then, Sa for Saraswati. So, Shiva, Sha, and Shanmukha, Sha, and Saraswati, Sa. So, without mixing up, it should be chanted very clearly. Similarly, Sparsha also. Leshena anabhigatha should be Lesha. Lesha means softly, gently. And properly. In short, the alphabet should be well uttered. That is what, you know, the entire essence of all these mantras, every alphabet pronunciation should be given enormous importance and should be normally there is a beautiful synergy people give how the Veda mantra should be handled. It is like, for example, there is an imaginative, a tiger wants to carry its cub across a small stream of water. And now there is fire behind the tiger. And the tiger has to immediately and fastly move, and it has to also hold the cub in its mouth by its teeth. And now if it holds the cub strongly, then it is going to hurt the cub. And it has to also jump across. It has to still hold it firmly so it should not fall. And it has to jump across the stream so that when it jumps and lands on the other side, it should not be a very hard landing also, because that also might hurt the cub. So with what gentleness and firmness and care the tiger mother would take the cub across, the mantra should be chanted with such an attention. That is what they normally say. Otherwise, it is going to cause all kinds of different effects. Trayo dharmaskandah yajnodhyayanam dhanamiti pratamaha tapayevadvitiyaha brahmacharya acharya kulavasi tritiyaha atyantamatmanam acharya kule avasadayan sarve ete punyaloka bhavanti brahma samstaha Amritatvameti. In this section, this is a very important section, the Omkara Upasana topic is brought in. And Shankaracharya, he writes a very, very elaborate commentary for this section also. Here, a lot of details are discussed. Previously also, we saw Omkara Upasana in the form of what? In the form of Udgita Upasana. Earlier we saw Omkara Upasana in the form of Udgita Upasana. And then what is the difference between that Udgita Upasana and the Omkara Upasana discussed here? There, the Udgita Upasana is an Omkara Upasana as Omkara as a part, as an avayava of a Sama Mantra. It is not an independent Upasana. It is an avayava upasana. So, pancha avayavas, sapta avayavas are the bhaktis. Bhaktis are avayavas, the limbs. So, Udgita was one of them. It was one limb. So, Udgita upasana is not independent Omkara upasana, but it is dependent on the Sama Mantra itself. And the second thing is, Udgita Upasana is not done independently, but always done as part of a ritual also. So it is a Karmanga Upasana. At that time I explained all this Karmanga Upasana and all that thing, Karmanga Upasana. So it only takes a supporting role. It is only an Anga role. It is not a main role. Whereas the Omkara Upasana talked here is not like the Udgita Upasana as a part of a Sama Mantra or part of a ritual, but an independently practiced Upasana. That is the difference between the previous Udgita Upasana and the present Omkara Upasana. So, it is here also, it is not a Karma Angam, but as Mukhya Upasana. Therefore, there it was an Anga Upasana, here it is a Mukhya Upasana. Therefore, it is supposed to be far superior to all the previous upasanas. And this is discussed here elaborately, not only in Samaveda, but in other Vedas also. Udgita Upasana only in Samaveda. We made it very clear at that time itself. The name Udgita for Omkara is given only in Samaveda. In all other Vedas, it is Pranava or Omkara. So, we had seen in many Upanishads earlier also, in Kathopanishad, in the second section, we also saw that. Etadhyalambanam sreshtam, etadalambanam param, etadalambanam jnatva yoyadichade tadyatate. So, we have seen that mantra in Kathopanishad. And in Mundaka Upanishad also, we have seen. Pranavo dhanuscharo hyatma brahmatal lakshyamuchyate. సో అగైన్ ఇన్ ది తైత్రీ ఉపనిషత్ ఓమితి బ్రహ్మ ఓమితి దగుం సర్వం. సో ఆల్ దీస్ మంత్రాస్ వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్. యాక్చువల్లీ రీసెంట్లీ మాండుక్య ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో వీ సార్ అకార ఉకార మకార ఉపాసన వాస్ సీన్ ఇన్ మాండుక్య ఆల్సో. సో సిమిలర్ ఇస్ ద ఓంకార ఉపాసన డిస్కస్డ్ హియర్ ఆల్సో. సో ఆల్ ది అదర్ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఆల్సో దే డిస్కస్ ఓంకార ఉపాసన ఎలాబరేట్లీ, అండ్ హియర్ ఆల్సో ఓంకార ఉపాసన ఈస్ ఎలాబరేట్లీ డిస్కస్డ్ యాజ్ అన్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ ఉపాసన. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఇన్వోక్డ్ హియర్? వి ఆర్ నాట్ ఇన్వోకింగ్ ఎనీ ఆర్డినరీ దేవత లైక్ ఆల్ దీస్ అదర్ దేవతాస్ ఇంద్ర వర్ణ. దే ఆర్ పవర్ఫుల్ దేవతాస్, బట్ దే ఆర్ ఆర్డినరీ కంపేర్డ్ టు వాట్? పరంబ్రహ్మ. కంపేర్డ్ టు పరంబ్రహ్మ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఆర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఆర్ హెర్ సెల్ఫ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ దిస్ ఆల్ ది అదర్ దేవతాస్ ఇంద్ర అగ్ని వరుణ ఆల్ దోస్ దేవతాస్ ఆర్ ఆర్డినరీ దేవతాస్ ఓన్లీ. సో హియర్ ఓంకార ఈస్ బ్రహ్మ ప్రతీకం. We are now familiar with all these pratikam, alambanam, all those various terms. It's a symbol here. Omkara is a symbol of Param Brahma. No doubt, Param Brahma is Nirguna. That we know. So Nirguna Brahma is Param Brahma. So we cannot directly meditate upon the Param Brahma because it is Nirguna. But this Param Brahma is invoked on Saguna Omkara and meditated. So the Parambrahma is invoked on the Saguna Omkara. Therefore, it is as good as Brahma Upasana, even though it is not Brahma Upasana. The moment it is Upasana, it is Saguna Upasana only. So thus this has different names also, like Omkara Upasana, Pratika Upasana, Brahma Upasana, and for this, Palam is said to be Krama Mukti. We have talked about Krama Mukti, Jivan Mukti and all those things earlier also in the Bhagavad Gita context. In the 8th chapter also we talked about the Krama Mukti and all that thing. So it will not, Krama Mukti will not lead to Jivan Mukti here itself in this Janma. Then what will happen? The Upasaka will go to Brahma Loka. There Omkara Vichara he will do. Then he will gain Jnanam and then Mukti from there. So he will have Brahmaji himself to perhaps do Upadesha to him. So this is called Krama Mukti compared to Jivan Mukti here and now. So this Omkara Upasana, Krama Mukti, so it is Krama Mukti Sadhana Bhuta Omkara Pratikaka Brahma Upasana. That is, this is, you know, Krama Mukti Sadhana Bhuta Omkara Pratikaka Brahma Upasana. That is using the Omkara. That is the sadhanam for Krama Mukti as the symbol for Brahma Upasana. Now for that, the introduction is given in the first mantra that we just read. So all these introductions are given to just explain this. So this mantra says, Trayo Dharma Skandaha. There are three branches. Skandaha means branches. So Pravibhagaha, that's what Shankaracharya writes in the commentary. So three branches, Kandaha, are there of Dharma, three branches of Dharma, each one belonging to one ashrama, one for the Brahmacharya ashrama, one for the Grahastha ashrama, another for Vanaprastha ashrama. And the first one for Grahastha ashrama is what? Yajnaha Adhyayanam Dhanam Iti Prathamaha. So Yajnaha, Yajnaha means Yaga. The definition of Yaga is what? దేవతాం ఉద్దేశ్య అగ్నౌ హవిహి హవిత్యాగః యజ్ఞః. సో ఆఫరింగ్ ఆబ్లేషన్స్ ఇన్ టు ద ఫైర్ ఫార్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ వన్ దేవత ఆర్ ది అదర్ ఇంద్రాయ స్వాహ వరుణాయ స్వాహ ప్రజాపతయ స్వాహ. సో థింకింగ్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఆబ్లేషన్స్ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ వన్ దేవత. దెన్ అధ్యయనం, దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఫర్ ది గృహస్థాశ్రమ ధర్మ. అధ్యయనం, స్టడీ ఆఫ్ వేదిక్ చాంటింగ్ and also repeating it daily, parayanam, both studying and repeating. And dhanam, charity. And here also we should be careful. This dhanam, is charity, is different from the dakshina that is offered to the priest. Where, you know, both involve giving. Dhanam also involves giving and dakshina also involves giving. But dakshina is part of a ritual. It is like a feast, as it were, for performing an yaga. So dakshina occurs only in yagashala. So antarvedi yaddiyate tad dakshina. Vedi means yagashala. So within an yagashala, whatever gift is given is called dakshina to the priest. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దానం? బహిర్వేది యద్దీయతే తద్ధానం, దాట్ విచ్ ఇస్ గివెన్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ యాగశాల, విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ రిచువల్, దట్ ఈస్ ఇండిపెండెంట్లీ గివన్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ దానం ఆర్ చారిటీ. అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటాక్ట్ యజ్ఞ ఇన్ ద వేదిక్ సెన్స్ మీన్స్ ఎ రిచువల్. సో ఇన్ ద ప్రెసెంట్ డేస్ రిచువల్స్ ఆర్ బికమింగ్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ ఆబ్సలేట్. సో వీ కెన్ యు నో వీ కెన్ టేక్ డైలీ ప్రేయర్స్ ఎట్సెట్రా యాజ్ రిచువల్ యాజ్ యజ్ఞ ఆల్సో ఇన్ ద గృహస్థాశ్రమ. వన్ షుడ్ డూ అట్లీస్ట్ సమ్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ పూజ, సమ్ ప్రేయర్ ఎవ్రీ డే. అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది ధర్మ ఆఫ్ గృహస్థ. ఇఫ్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు గో టు వర్క్ మేబీ అట్ 4 AM మార్నింగ్, దెన్ డూ ఇట్ అట్ 3 AM యాజ్ అ ప్రాక్టీస్ జస్ట్ బీయింగ్ టోల్డ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి గివన్. దెన్ అధ్యయనం ఈస్ వేదిక్ చాంటింగ్, ఆర్ ఇఫ్ నాట్ వేదిక్ చాంటింగ్ ఎనీ ప్రేయర్స్. సమ్ పీపుల్ మే నో వేద మంత్రాస్, మే నాట్ నో, సో ఫార్ దమ్ ఎనీ ప్రేయర్ ఇస్ గుడ్. దెన్ దానం, దానం ఈజ్ సెటన్లీ పాసిబుల్ దీస్ డేస్. దీస్ త్రీ ఆర్ ప్రథమస్కంద. దెన్ తప ద్వితీయ, ద సెకండ్ వన్ రెఫర్స్ టు వాట్? ది వానప్రస్థ ఆశ్రమ. హియర్ వానప్రస్థ ద్వితీయ రెఫర్స్ టు వానప్రస్థ, నాట్ ఇన్ ద క్రోనలాజికల్ ఆర్డర్, వి షుడ్ బి కేర్ఫుల్. ఇన్ వానప్రస్థ ధర్మ తప వేరియస్ ఫిజికల్ అండ్ మెంటల్ డిసిప్లిన్స్. వీ హ్యావ్ టోల్డ్ ఎర్లియర్ వాట్ తప మీన్స్. తప మీన్స్ willful self-denial to establish what? To establish our mastery over our indriyas, like upavasam, ekadashi, we don't take food, upavasam, maunam, you know, I won't be speaking on ekadashi days, people have different shashti days, all that thing, various vratas they took. So for the sake of establishing self-mastery over our own indriyas. And the difference between karma and tapas is what? In karma, materials are involved. And in tapas, no material is involved. This belongs to the Vanaprastha Ashrama. Because in karma, the tapas, it's a upasana. In Mundaka Upanishad, in the second section, mantra 11, we have seen, tapashraddhe yehyupavasantyaranye, tapashraddhe yehyupavasantyaranye, shanta vidvamsho vaikshacharyacharantaham, సూర్యద్వారేణ తే విరాజా ప్రయాంతి ప్రథమ యత్రామృత స పురుషో హ్యవ్యయాత్మా. వి హవ్ సీన్ దిస్ మంత్ర ఎర్లియర్. దెన్ బ్రహ్మచారి ఆచార్యకులవాసి తృతీయ. సో బ్రహ్మచారి ఆచార్యకులవాసి తృతీయ, ద థర్డ్, ఇట్ రెఫర్స్ టు ద బ్రహ్మచర్య ఆశ్రమ ధర్మ. ఆచార్యకులవాస, ఆచార్య కులవాస మీన్స్ రిమైనింగ్ ఇన్ ద గురుకులం, హీ షుడ్ స్టే విత్ ద గురు. హియర్ వి షుడ్ రిమెంబర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ద క్రోనలాజికల్ ఆర్డర్ యాస్ ఐ సెడ్. సో శంకరాచార్య సేస్ ద వర్డ్ ప్రథమ, వెన్ వీ సెడ్ ఎర్లియర్ దాట్ షుడ్ బి ఇంటర్ప్రెటెడ్ యాస్ ఏక, దట్ ఈస్ వన్. సో గృహస్థాశ్రమ ఈస్ వన్, వానప్రస్థాశ్రమ ఈస్ వన్, అండ్ బ్రహ్మచర్య ఆశ్రమ ఈస్ వన్. అండ్ బ్రహ్మచర్య ఆశ్రమ ఆల్సో ఈజ్ సపోజ్ టు బి ఆఫ్ టూ టైప్స్ ఆల్సో. There are two types of brahmacharis. One, a temporary brahmacharyam for Vedic study, which is taken before entering grahasthashrama. That is brahmacharyam, which is a temporary brahmacharyam, which everyone has to go through according to our tradition. So this is a student life. This brahmacharyam refers to only student life. And this is called upakurvana brahmacharyam, supporting brahmacharyam, which precedes grahasthashrama. And there is a second brahmacharyam, which is naitika brahmacharyam. This naitika brahmacharyam, which is lifelong brahmacharya ashrama. And the idea is what? A person enters as upakurvana brahmachari. He studies Vedas and all that. And then he completes the brahmacharya ashrama. That is called samavartanam karma. There is a particular karma called samavartanam. And only when that is done, he now becomes eligible to become a grahasthashrami. Then the person, he will choose the next ashrama after completing, after doing the samavartana karma, then he will become eligible to choose the next ashrama. The next ashrama can be grahasthashrama, vanaprasthashrama, sannyasashrama. Three options are there. Now a fourth option is also said. One can continue in brahmacharya ashrama itself and stay in Gurukulam permanently, not temporarily, for serving the teacher and the ashramites and the inmates and the ashrama also. So when he decides to continue, he has to take another vratam, and that vratam is called Naitika Brahmacharya Vratam, deciding that he will be a lifelong brahmachari. Bhishma, Anjaneya, all that, they are all Naitika Brahmacharis. So Nishtayam Bhavam, so that is, they are going to spend the rest of the life in that Nishta only. It is a lifelong vratam. Wow. And that is what is referred here. So Acharya Kule Atyantam Atmanam Avasadayan, taking difficulties for himself, literally torturing the body, serving the ashrama selflessly. Such a person, a Naitika Brahmachari. So Acharya Kule, Guru Kule, Atyantam Atmanam, till end of life. So Marana Paryantam, one who remains in Naitika Brahmachari life, that is the third dharma. So Brahmacharyam is one dharma belonging to this ashrama. Yajna Adhyayanam Dhanam is another dharma belonging to the Grahastha ashrama. And Tapas is the third dharma belonging to the Vanaprastha ashrama. And what is the palam for all these? Sarve Ete Punya Lokaha Bhavanti. They will all get Punya Lokam. Whereas in the last line, this is an often quoted line by Shankara, Brahma Samstaha Amritattva Meti. This differentiates from all other dharmas. They can, all the other karmas, the upasanas, they will give Punya Lokas. But not Moksha. Who will get that Moksha? Brahma Samstaha Amritattva Meti. Here, Brahma Samstaha means Shankaracharya gives two interpretations here. One, Brahma refers to Param Brahma, and Brahma Samstaka refers to Brahma Nishtaha or Jnani. As was said in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Yesha Brahmi Stitihi, Astita Prajnaha, so Jnana Nishtaha, Amrutattvam Yeti, attains immortality. Here, having given this meaning, Shankaracharya enters into a big debate. For this Brahma Nishtha, the Upanishad does not say what is the ashrama, because Upanishad does not specify what ashrama one should be to get Brahma Nishtha. Shankaracharya makes a long debate between two views. One is, he can be in any ashrama. And the second one is, it belongs to only a sannyasa ashrama. And Shankaracharya holds on to sannyasa ashrama only. He gives a reason also. The other three dharmas, they go with the other three ashramas. And Brahma Nishtha is left out. Of the other three which we saw, Brahma Nishtha was not talked about. So because that was left out, therefore, so there is this Parisesha Jnayena. Brahma Nishtha should refer to the fourth ashrama, namely the Sannyasa Ashrama. And Shankara tries to establish Sannyasa Ashrama always, because Shankaracharya in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, he does not have much freedom there, because Krishna is pro-Grahastha Ashrama. So there he does not contradict Krishna. Whereas in Upanishad commentaries, Shankaracharya favors his personal view of Sannyasa Ashrama. So his personal view differs from Krishna's or Vyasa's view also. So the second meaning is, the whole chapter is Prakaranam of Omkara Upasana. So Shankaracharya says, talking about Brahma Jnanam will be out.